Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Who's your favorite rock star?
You're Prince.
Morris. Bruce.
Prince.
Bruce.
Bruce Levine.
Just had a text from Bruce Levine.
Hi, Bruce.
Noted baseball aficionado. Been around town for a long time.
Score Baseball Insider.
Bruce, I really do appreciate the way you communicate up front, transparent, direct. And you've been doing it for years. Happy to come on your show anytime. It doesn't matter if you're in Chicago or New York or L.A. or whatever. Like, I enjoy talking to you. And Matt, it was good to talk to you today.
Thanks, Kate.
Covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Good ballplayers come in all shapes and sizes in baseball, right? Your shape and size hasn't been all that popular these days, but it's pretty effective.
What are you saying, Bruce?
Exactly what I said, yeah.
I like my shape.
Bruce Levine with Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys know this because you have people like myself.
On 670 The Score.
Game 4. Cubs, Brewers, getting ready to go down in about 3 hours here at Wrigley Field. The Spiegel and Holmes Show is out at Gallagher Way. We're watching people start to file in. The bags courts have been set up for people, all sorts of places for people to take pictures. I see Marquee is setting up their pregame show. It is going to be wild here for Game 4. Bruce Levine is inside the building. He's been inside the clubhouse. By the way, he hosts a show here on The Score called Inside the Clubhouse, ITC. For all the youngsters out there, Bruce now joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, if you would like to book a trip to the most wonderful place in the world, Stadium Swim. Bruce, thanks for joining us. Before we talk about tonight, I'd love to know what your experience was like yesterday, because there was a lot of joy early on, and then there was some angst as this team tried to hold on from a furious comeback by Milwaukee.
Well, the experience is really interesting, Lawrence, because as you guys know, I come down to do a on-field interview after the game if the Cubs win, and I'm sitting in the stands. I actually found a seat to sit in. And so you go from the non-energy of the media upstairs doing their work down to total chaos and energy, nerves, people I know that are sitting in the area, all on fire, hoping that the Cubs can hold on to win that game after only scoring 4 runs in the first inning and watching Milwaukee peck away. So it is a you know, convoluted bunch of different energy that you deal with, and it's interesting. Even as many times as I've done it, the uniqueness of it is each and every game.
Bruce, you ended up on the television broadcast while sitting in that
Sorry
seat you were able
that,
to find.
Man. Sorry. didn't mean it.
Epic picture, Bruce.
It really is. It's an epic still shot because everybody's like filled with fan energy and you're there to do a job.
Locked in, baby.
Completely locked in.
Was it a Woody Allen Zelig thing or looked at it?
Folks, if you get that reference, get your affairs in order. But like, we're with you. Yes, that's a perfect reference. It's exactly what it looked like. Everywhere you look, there's Bruce Levine.
I saw it. And, yeah, Zach showed it to me upstairs, and I said, oh, boy, do I look like Photoshopped there? I mean, yeah. I should,
you know what? Actually,
you do.
A little bit.
You
really
do. Yeah.
So yeah, maybe it's a real picture, but you kind of do look Photoshopped. I love it. It's great. You should make it your profile pic from now on.
Yeah. You know, okay. I mean, it's always fun to beat me up. I love joining in as well.
Except yeah,
Matt,
no.
But Matt always takes it to another level.
Oh, I didn't mean to. By the way, The whole, like, get your affairs in order is a joke that Tanny makes about to me about when my references are old. So that's all that was.
We make a lot of old references on this show.
Makes
me wonder how much longer I'm going to be doing this.
I know. We're at the top end of the demo. I made a mod reference last segment, Bruce. It didn't go well. So
I understand it. You probably got killed on social media for that.
Of course I did. Of course I did. But that's okay.
Bruce, you talked with PCA, and Speegs and I have been having a fun, robust discussion about the psychology of a player. I have kind of moved to the place of I like this version of PCA, and I feel like they kind of need it, a little bit of energy, a little bit of I don't know, like roughness to it. I'm okay with it as long as he doesn't get kicked out of a game. I'm here for it. You talked with him. You know this guy. You've been watching this maturation take place. What are the things that you've seen from him in his acknowledgement of, hey, sometimes I'm just an emotional player?
He's torn. You guys are right. He's torn between, I know too much emotion is not really the professional thing to do, but not enough emotion is not me, right? So he's torn between those two. He's trying to coach himself. He listens to his teammates. You know, he has Turner in his ear all the time. That's his main coach. That's his guy. But the reality of the situation is, and it started from day one with Craig Counsell and PCA, is we're not coaching the outstanding talents out of this kid. No way, okay? So what we're going to do, we'll talk to him at certain times. He'll talk to us. He talks to an awful lot of people. If you don't know it, he does. And he tries to get older players and coaches' opinions on things. But at some point, you know, it becomes garbled, and it's just like, I'm going to have to be PCA, and if the umpire rips me off on a call, I'm going to go nuts, right? And that's what we saw last night. You saw Craig Counsell get a little bit to the point of freaking out himself by making sure he got out there to make sure that he wasn't thrown out of the game, right? So those are the things that you see. But let me ask you both this. If you're on the other side and you look at PCA, if you're a Cub fan and PCA's on the Brewers and does this, how do you look at
it? It's a good question. I think you wonder, maybe you can bait him and get him outside of his game if there's any way, if you're playful like that, you know. But in baseball, it's hard to do that. Like in basketball, if you had a hothead, you might go at them and try to get them outside themselves.
I think there's some Javi Baez to his game.
For sure. Right. Some Gary Payton.
You know, there's some, like, if you're on the other side of PCA, you don't like him. Well, you don't like him. You're like, oh, this guy's too flashy. And I fell into that category of people when he was coming up. Like, you know, he probably needs to. But now I think that there's some fuel to it that it matters.
I hear you. You know, one more question to you guys. I know I'm supposed to be the guest, but is he good enough to be hated yet by the other fans?
He was the first 4 months of the year.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not just yet, but to your point, Bruce, Pat Murphy left right-handed relievers in twice against Pete Crow Armstrong last night, you know? So it's, I don't know that there's a level of respect and fear
He's got to earn that, especially in the postseason.
Well, Michael Bush has earned that. I thought it was fascinating last night when Craig Counsell said that's the guy that the opposing manager is making bullpen moves about, is based on Michael Bush. That's pretty fascinating. That would argue for not taking him out of a lineup again, no matter what, in terms of the Justin Turner thing.
Yeah, Professor Counsell will do what he wants. You guys know that. But it is a great point that you make. The other point that Counsell made today in the interview room before, you know, just about a half hour ago, was that the fastball up is getting Happ and Armstrong out a lot in the postseason, okay? And that's something that, you know, they either have to lay off of or hope that they miss. They missed a little bit yesterday, and Pete got a big hit. But you see Ian Happ totally impacted by the high fastball during the playoffs so far. To his credit, he'll take his walks when he can, but, you know, he's not happy about it. They're not happy about the fact that he's not making much contact right now.
That leads me to two quick lineup questions, Bruce, because lineup is in and it's the same one as last night. Ian Happ against Freddy Peralta, 2-for-32 with 14 strikeouts. PCA, 5-for-11 with one home run. Do you think Pete and Happ could be swapped between 7 and 5 so PCA gets another opportunity, maybe even early, against Freddy Peralta?
I'm just going to toss this in. I think it's not a bad idea, but somehow, some way, Ballesteros has to get in the lineup, right? Mm. And I know people will say, well, you know, you can't take, who can you take out, right? And that's the fair question. Who can you take out? But they really need a left-handed bat with some pop. That's totally missing here for them right now. You know, Tucker is, you know, hitting the ball, but he hasn't hit a home run since he's been back, right? So he's still a good player and important for him, but they need a left-handed bat that's going to hit the ball out other than Michael Busch. So hopefully somehow they get that tonight. It's a night where the wind does not look like it's going to be impactful. It's blowing about 8, really not a lot. A little bit south, southeast right now. So there's a way to get a ball out of the ballpark, not in the first row or in the basket tonight.
And then do you think there was any consideration for Matt Shaw sitting down 0-for-14 with all the strikeouts? And Ron Coomer was great this morning on Mully and Haw talking about his mechanical issues.
You know, Council will just – he won't sacrifice the defense, right? He just won't. You know, he feels run prevention is just as important as run production, and he's just not. I mean, the guy's automatic at third base, whether it's pretty or not from a throw. He always gets the guy out, right? When's the last time he didn't throw somebody out, you know, where you go, oh, he's not going to be able to throw him out? Might be 4 bounces. But it's right on target, and the guy's usually out, right? It's uncanny. I don't remember another third baseman like that in a long time.
The point you make about Ballesteros is really interesting, Bruce, because we had a conversation with Boog earlier today, and he was talking about, if we look at it from a historical standpoint, the Cubs have faced the most velocity of any team ever in the playoffs. The average from the bullpen is almost 97 miles per hour per pitch. So you do need someone that's going to be able to turn some of that power to power and hit the ball hard. And it almost feels like, man, and not that it's a wasted roster spot, but it's one that hasn't been used yet. And I don't want it. I'm with you. Like, I don't want this game or this series to go by without him having an opportunity to change things.
Yeah, I mean, you just, you know, you cannot sit your DH, right? Either guy. You can't sit Tucker. You can't sit Seiya, right? There's no way that you can. There's no way that you can even converse about it and make sense out of it for Council, right?
How about this? What about Tucker in left, or Tucker in right and Seiya in left, and you sit Happ for Moises?
Wow, that would be a bold move. It would be a bold move. I think what you do is you weaken two defensive positions when you do that.
Yes.
And the ball might fall in there, and you go, damn, we had a Gold Glover out there, and now we don't. So, again, in the land of run prevention that we live in now in defense – It's not a horrible idea. It really isn't. But I don't think they would sacrifice the defense for the offense. But I really think Ballesteros is going to be an important hitter on this team in the next couple of years. I think he's going to supply an awful lot of run production.
Bruce, what's the formula for the Cubs to win tonight?
12 outs from Matthew Boyd. And if it's 15, that means the Cubs have a comfortable lead after 5 innings, 4, 5, or 6 runs, okay? So if he has, let's say, would you guys live with 4 innings, 1 run, 5 innings, 2 runs? Are you okay
yep.
with that?
Oh, okay? My God, yes.
Okay,
these days.
That's the formula, right? Against Peralta, he's probably going to throw 5 good innings, right? If you look at his last 4 or 5 starts, it's 5, a couple, a 6 here or there, but mostly 5. Last one was 5 1/3. They got him out of there with a big lead. Again, it's going to be tough scoring runs against Peralta. It can be done, and hopefully the hitters are up to it. Before I leave you guys, I talked to counsel, you know, a little while ago about, can guys step up their game this time of year? Can they be concentrating more? Can they be more involved with shutting down the mechanism inside their head? And I pointed out his success as a great hitter in the playoffs in 97 and in 2001, where he was an integral part of big plays, big hits, big runs scored to win championships. He said, yeah, I was that guy, but I was also 0 for 20 at a certain point during postseason. So I don't think you can just turn it off and on, but there is another level of concentration you can get to.
Hey, Bruce, last thing for you, and this has been great. We were pie in the sky dreaming. If they win tonight, would they ever consider skipping Cade Horton's bullpen tomorrow and instead asking him to get 6 or 9 outs or something like that on Saturday?
You know, after 15 pitches, I don't think that's enough. That's what he threw in his last bullpen. Just don't think he's there yet. I would love to be able to be reporting from Los Angeles next week talking about Cade Horton making a start. Yeah. That would be good news.
Yep, it would.
Good news, too, and a well-deserved trip out west for you. That would be outstanding.
Yeah, I don't know who's paying for it, but we'll see.
We'll find someone to do it. Right. I can tell you that much.
All right,
Bruce,
guys.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right, take care.
That's Bruce Levine. He's out there.
Yeah, man.
He's now, like, the photo has been going around too.
it's amazing because he, like you said, he's just locked in. The man is locked in. He's been locked in this entire postseason. Got a lot of really good relationships, and gets incredible info. And it's all coming to roost in moments like this.
It's great. Notice how Gallagher Way has changed in the 3 hours that we've been here.
Oh yeah, I don't see a single dog out there.
There's barely any children anymore.
Barely any children. I can't go have some moments of meditative quiet.
No, that's over, fam.
Sitting on a bench.
That part is over.
You can still yell at people touching the statues, though.
I can.
If they do, you can just yell at them.
That felt really good after we talked about that.
Then that there guy was in the middle of a workout.
Yeah, it was the middle of a workout, but he was, like, using the statue as a part, as an accoutrement of his workout. And I don't like that because that's French. This is America.
Wow. You have built quite the platform for yourself today.
Oh, yeah. What am I running on so far? I'm anti-French.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah. Well,
you're in it for homeowners.
Yeah, I am pro-homeowners.
You're anti-French.
I'm anti-French. Yeah.
There was one more thing where...
Yeah. Something else.
Oh, anti-kid too, right? Wasn't that the...
No.
No, that was Tanny.
Yeah. It's my running mate.
I'm definitely anti-dog on statues, that's for sure. Get those dogs off those statues.
Yes. By the way, I can report in my walk to the bathroom, I heard not one, not two, not three, but 4 times, there's Spigs.
Oh, that's great.
The flip side of where's Spigs.
Where's
Thank
Spigs?
You, Dave, Juan. Yeah, the flip side, Juan, he has become there's Spigs.
I now look forward to Dave wants to saying Algonquin. I like the way he says it. It makes me laugh every time I hear it because that's my guy.
When do we talk to Wani? Tomorrow, right?
Yeah, or did we decide on Monday?
No, I think tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock it's, we talk with Wani.
It'll be 5 o'clock somewhere at that point.
Yeah.
Reykjavik?
In Naples.
Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow's easy. It'll be 5 o'clock in Naples.
I love you figuring that out last time, that it was Reykjavik, or it was 5 o'clock at the time we were talking to him at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's a great place to go.
Reykjavik? Yeah, I've heard amazing things.
Yeah, I have a bunch of friends that have been to Iceland. They're like, you should go. I'm like, really? Yeah, you should go.
You should. You're a man who travels the world.
I like to travel a little bit.
We got a ball game. We've been here all day, and yet the ball game is still almost 3 hours away.
Yeah, it's a long ways away. It is.
That's why the Lord invented Rami Makhlouf in his infinite wisdom.
Well, you talk about locked in.
Yeah, man.
Rami's locked in. He's going to be on the air from 6 until 7:30 right here at Gallagher Way.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be some cool stuff because Rami is wearing his W flag shirt.
Yes, he is.
Because, you know, he works in Milwaukee.
That's it. That's what I was noticing his Zoom background the other day when he was doing a hit with the Midday Show.
He was pouring it on thick.
He's got Walter Payton up there. He's got Michael Jordan up there. He had like two Cub pennants up there. I think he had like an actual hot dog from the Wiener Circle sitting on a shelf.
Keith Moreland was somehow in the background.
Yeah, that was him. Keith Moreland was there. It wasn't a picture. It was
Rami is at least they were real like Chicago hot dogs. He didn't just go to some random stadium and get them like your guy Spiro Ditas.
Right. That's why Rami should be higher on the CBS play-by-play depth chart because he knows what a real hot dog is.
Yeah, there might be some room at Fox.
Rock and roll, Spiro Ditas.
Whatever, Adam Schein. We don't get what you're doing.
We don't get it. I want to get it because I like that guy. And I'm like, am I not getting it? Am I too old to get it?
No, I just got it took me a little bit, but there might be some room at Fox. But that's in the former quarterback color analyst category.
Rami could do that.
You think Rami could cover that?
Yeah.
He's just got to be careful not to run wind sprints in a loading dock in Indianapolis at 12:10 on a Friday.
Maybe you just let the hardworking guy who's working an overnight shift delivering grease.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe you let him do his job.
Rami, if a 69-year-old man shows up to exchange fryer oil, you let him do his job.
Yeah.
He's writing it down.
Okay, good. That's important. You should know that. Why don't we hear from tonight's starter, the always thoughtful Matthew Boyd. You'll hear from him next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Matthew's a good major league pitcher. He's just a good major league pitcher. He was an all-star this year. He put up a very, very good baseball. He put a very good season. Been our most consistent starter from start to finish. That's all part of the makeup. He's just a good pitcher.
That is Craig Counsell talking about his starter for tonight, Matthew Boyd. We will get more on him in just a minute. By the way, our football coverage does not stop. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do. But tell me more.
Well, I can get more in depth. Before Chicago takes on Washington, and that's Monday, you tune in 6 to 7:15 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set. And then immediately after the game, Olin, Pat, and Chuck Swirsky. We'll have instant reaction on because Mully needs to sleep. He has a morning show that he does, a very good one, with David Haw. They ask to get up for the next day. So you can't have him out here until midnight and stuff talking about the Bears.
No, you cannot.
Because he's got to be on the air at 5.
Yeah.
Or
I got,
6.
I have no gig opposite that game. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm shocked by that. The postgame show is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score in the Odyssey app.
Before we hear from Matthew Boyd about his start tonight, this was Jamison Tyone after his excellent start last night when talking about Matthew Boyd and the work he needs to do. And I think it's interesting because we know what an adult Tyone is with a big pitch mix and the smarts to execute pitch after pitch after pitch. Here's Tyone on Boyd.
32 starts through 175 innings. Like, he was our guy from start to finish this year. And after he had that game one outing, I was just thinking to myself, if we could find a way to get him the ball again. He's too smart. He's too disciplined and motivated and sharp to not find a way to have success and go out there and have a big game. So I'm excited to watch him.
Love that. We wanted to make sure that we give him the ball again. Man, if we could just find a way to give him the ball again. He's too smart and too sharp to not go out there and have success.
I wonder about the adjustment you make. Now, maybe the adjustment is my arm is a little bit more rested than the last time you saw me pitch.
And it's not just 3 days versus 4 days, it's half an inning?
Yeah.
Two-thirds of an inning over the course of 8 days. You know what I mean? And only 58 pitches before that. This actually, when you do the math, this qualifies as a really nice rest for Matthew Boyd overall.
Yeah, so maybe what you're getting is the best version of him that you can instead of what he was asked to do earlier this week, which I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was the smart move for Craig Counsell to make that move instead of Colin Ray.
Mm-hmm.
But I get why people were upset, but I agree with J-Mo. Like, this has been their guy. This is a guy that had an opportunity to be an all-star this year because he was so effective, and he's finally healthy. So give him an opportunity to make your team go. And it didn't work out in that one, but maybe it'll work out tonight.
Let's hear from Matthew Boyd about his start tonight and his mindset going into a big, big game, obviously, for him and for the Cubs.
I know what I'm going to do when the ball is in my hand, you know. And when that time comes, I'll be ready. And I know what I'm going to do. And you go compete and you leave it all out there on the field. And it takes all of us to go where we want to go. So, you know, I'll do my role and you know, when that time comes, I'll be ready to do what exactly I know what I'm going to do.
Matt, what does an extra, you know, normal rest do for you or for any pitcher, you know, 4 days in between?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, it's, I'd say more than anything, it just gives you the routine that you've done all year, you know. And outside of that, I mean, you know, you do that, obviously, every go-around. So it just gives you the same routine you've done all year.
How long does it take you after an outing like your first one to think, okay, you can get back out there in 4 days probably?
I mean, probably like Steve said, about, you know, 5 minutes after you come out that next out of that outing, right? You you take what you can do better, and then you go out and you prepare and, you know, go out, prepare for the next one.
How do you get to deal one-on-one with yourself, this version of you right now, to get the very best out of you?
I mean, the big thing is this: when the ball's in my hand, I know what I'm going to do. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know exactly what I'm going to do. I know what I expect myself, and I'm going to go out there and compete. And that goes for anybody. You know, you go out there and you put yourself in the best position to go out there and just be the best version of yourself. And you know, when you have an outing that doesn't go the way you want, you have an outing that, you know, maybe has a desirable result line, you still have to go through and say, okay, what can I do better? And that's your measure of success. And then you prepare yourself and go, okay, next time I get the chance, I know what I'm going to do.
Sorry to pass this, but how much were you hoping the last two games that you would have another opportunity to potentially pitch and face these guys, given how the first one went?
You just expect it, you know. It's how it goes, you know. You're like, okay, my next one's on this day, and I'm gonna be doing everything I can to be prepared to go out there and, you know, have success and do what I know I'm gonna do when the ball's in my hand.
The other day, I came up to you and told you about the 2016 team and how they were down three games, and I said, hey, we won three games more than anybody in baseball. You guys did that in the National League this year too. How much you get confidence from that?
I mean, it's just a testament to, you know, who we believe we are as a ball club. And it's like, regardless of what happens the day before, we know what we are going to do when we show up to the field tomorrow. And the fact of the matter is, you can't control the result. All you can do is control, you know, your preparation and go out there and say, okay, this is what I expect of myself when the ball's in my hand and you know, when my opportunity presents itself. So, you know, collectively, I think we do that really good as a ball club.
My guy Lawrence Holmes taking notes. What'd you hear?
Well, the thing I underline is he's so adult. Like, his whole approach is so professional. And I listen to him talk about the routine. And we know that baseball players, probably more than anyone else, are creatures of habit. And they love, maybe hockey goalies and baseball players are the ones that have to have their routines go exactly right. And he kept talking about that, being back on his routine, letting go of the bad start the next day. You make your corrections, and then you get yourself in a place where you feel comfortable that you can go out there and pitch. and then the expectation in himself. It's weird because we often think about the emotional guys or the loud guys, like they're the ones that you go, all right, I can rally around that and you can build confidence about it. And I know that I've been talking about PCA in that way a little bit today.
A little bit, but I've heard you talk about PCA and I'm thinking he's the young agitating edge they need.
Yes.
While guys like this are the guys that hold down the fort.
Man, if I heard my starting pitcher talking like that guy,
gets you going, right?
I'm so confident.
That's what Nico is for PCA. And PCA's referenced it. Like Nico and Ian both, in terms of the way they go about their business, are the position player equivalences here.
But you just hear it in him, and it's not making any excuses about what went wrong in game one. It's that part is over. Yeah. I have to give this team an opportunity to get to game five, and I have that opportunity, and it's in front of me. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I spent the requisite amount of time looking back at what went wrong and trust that this is what we do. I have put that behind me, and I am locked in on this thing. Like, I love hearing that. Like, I love the idea of figuring out a way to kind of let some of this stuff go. Now, I hope that it plays out the way that he hopes and that everyone around the Cubs hope. But give me that, then a guy that's still trying to find answers. Like, I don't have time for that.
Oh, no, no, no.
I don't have time for it.
And this is what you knew you were getting with Tyone last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped you feel a certain sense of calm going into that game. For me, anyway, because I'm like, all right, well, we'll see. But I know that that dude is going to show up and do what he does. And I know that he's going to be a grown-up about it. And the same with Matthew Boyd. That's why it was such a kind of a shocking disappointment what happened on Saturday. I mean, if you can get to the other side of it, yeah, maybe you were a little agitated at the 3 days thing. But your feelings about Boyd, when he gives up three rockets right in a row there,
yeah,
in the first six pitches, like something was up. And I think it was just, you know, Brewers being super aggressive and being pumped to get off their bye, essentially. But I'll say this, man. We've been talking a lot about swing and miss weaponry in the big picture of this Cubs team. But this series is right there for them. And if they're going to win this series, which obviously needs a win tonight to force a game five, they're going to win it because of dudes like that. Like, there's swing and miss stuff in the bullpen. But in terms of the rotation, they need guys like that, like Tyone last night and Boyd, to step up and do it because of their veteran intelligence. That's how they have to do it. And, you know, Colin Ray might be the guy who gets a start on Saturday. That's another guy who's going to have to do it because of veteran intelligence, or if he goes out there tonight. And Colin Ray got a bunch of strikeouts in September because he was a very, very good version of himself at different times of the year, including September. But, like, there is a template for them to now win this series. But with it has to come at least four innings of really good veteran execution by their versions of Kyle Hendricks. You know what I mean?
The more that we talk about all of this, and you and I, like, throughout the last year that we've been a show, we like to talk about some of this stuff that sometimes has been talked out of baseball,
yeah,
in discussions. I start thinking about the job that Craig and any manager has to do, where it's like, because think about it. We're talking about, hey, got to make sure PCA is PCA.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, my God, dude.
Got to do that. I also have to make sure that Matthew Boyd's okay,
uh-huh,
and that he's good and he's ready to rock and roll.
I got
to
have one more conversation before I name my starting pitcher.
Yes. I got to check on Kyle Tucker to see how his calf is doing.
I got to make sure Kyle Tucker knows not to get caught off of first base.
Yeah, what was that?
Man.
That was an upsetting moment.
It really was.
Because
where
are you going? You're not going anywhere.
You're faking that you're going to second. You're thinking you're getting some kind of jump. That was a leadoff. That was a leadoff single from Kyle Tucker.
I've got to keep Ballesteros. Hey, man, I know I haven't used you.
Man.
I know I haven't used you,
but ready.
I might need you.
Be ready. You never know when I'm going to use you.
So be ready.
Yeah, for sure. Look, this is really, really cool to get another night after last night, for the Cub fans in attendance and for the players themselves, man, hey, we got another night. Look at that. And then you went tonight. Yeah, we got another one on Saturday. It's a pretty special thing to be in, like, win or go home. How about, you know, win and keep going? Like, your season doesn't end, man.
Win and sleep in your own bed and then get on the bus.
On the bus. There's no airplane and with the pressure flipped and a chance to go back. But I'm happy for Cub fans that they got last night and got those high-intensity, chilly, need-a-blanket-on-your-legs, October baseball vibes, and you get them again tonight. Good for you.
It's very, very cool as the sun starts to make its way back over before it sets.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's great.
You see the moon over Wrigley last night after the end of the game? I took a picture of it.
I didn't, but I took your advice. So I was back in the studio yesterday. Spiegs was out here. And so I'm driving back, and are you blocking the sun for us, Connor? Is it messing up the shot?
Connor, you're not thick enough to block the
was
sun.
Was he just doing an eclipse right there?
Connor,
I appreciate it.
Eat some of that Brick House food. You can have my chicken sandwich. Brick House sent unbelievably good food
over. They sent the tacos. They sent the pretzel.
The nachos. I don't even know what's on the nachos. I think there's crack. I think they put crack on the nachos.
Okay, let's not say that.
All right, they don't do that.
Let's say that it's really good.
Just really, really good.
Yeah, and
That's what I meant to say.
Yes.
And their chicken tenders are exquisite.
They're phenomenal.
Elite, fam.
Absolutely phenomenal. But I took your advice.
Something about the moon.
I'm on Lakeshore Drive, stopped at Congress, and I looked over, and I was like, oh, my. Would you look at that? And there were people who were at the fountain who were taking pictures.
Oh, yeah, man. The moon.
It was amazing.
The moon. Something's happening with the moon. It's really beautiful right now. It was a super moon 2 nights ago, and there were clouds. And so you got like 1 day removed from the super moon, but it was still pretty. It was a really good moon.
And there was like a
Is that
chunk,
the technical term?
There was a little Excellent chunk moon? Of the moon that was missing, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And seeing people be like, and I got the Chicago Hinge thing. We had done a show, and I went out because we're right there on Lake Street where a lot of people usually take the photos from.
From the Chicago Hinge, which is where you can see the sunset through the skyscraper.
Yeah, at the equinox, the autumnal equinox, right?
Sure.
And then the spring one. Right? So anyway, there are a bunch of people that
the
had
vernal.
Cameras.
That's the vernal.
Right. Very good. They had their cameras set up on Stetson, and I was like, hey, what's going on? It's like, oh, yeah, it's the thing. The thing's getting ready to happen.
And that's what they call it.
The thing.
Yeah. And you're like, I know him from Fantastic Four.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's really, really awesome. What are we doing in the last segment?
I forget. Alex?
Why don't we do a little crosstalk with Rami?
Oh, let's do it. Rami Makhlouf's been here, I believe, since 11 a.m. Rami's been here.
Yeah.
Hanging around. And they just gave him the business on his way back in.
Yeah, because he should have just brought his stuff in the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to talk to Rami, and he's going to get you ready for his show. He's going to lead you into the official pregame show. He's going to be the people's pregame show today, if he's all right with that moniker. I know that's usually something I say for me, but I like Rami enough. We can do that. So we will talk with Rami about that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Rami Makhlouf. Good to meet you, Nick. Through the
Rami.
Phone.
Nice to meet you, sir. Nice to meet you, Lonnie.
His name is not Lonnie.
Dude, Nick had had a couple. Nick Wright had had a few at that point. Nice to meet you, Lonnie.
It was a pleasure to meet Nick Wright.
How long you been here today?
I got here at about 3:30 this afternoon.
Rami Makhlouf is hosting right after us. We are Spiegel and Holmes. We're wrapping up from Gallagher Way. You get to be here to feel the vibes and dictate the vibes up until pregame. Lawrence, what's the show called?
The People's Pregame Show.
I love that.
Why?
I'm taking that.
Because it's the people's.
Yeah. Oh,
and we're going to hear from the people.
Yeah, that's why.
412. I almost gave my Milwaukee number.
Don't do that.
312-644-6767 is how you can get in on the show tonight.
I used to give out the Sporting News Radio national call-in number.
Yeah.
I did that a couple times.
Sporting News Flash.
Yeah, that's right. Here's Bill Leckis.
It's hard, man, when you're working at two stations at the same time.
You specifically working in Milwaukee and in Chicago
during this series
is fascinating.
It is.
What's it been like?
It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. And you guys know I don't hide my fandom now.
No.
I heard you guys talking earlier about when I did a hit on Raheemy Harris and Grody the other day. I did it from my house. And yeah, my whole wall is adorned in Cubs and Bears. I got Walter Payton, Harry Carey, Michael Jordan, Cubs pennants just plastering my wall. And throughout this entire series, guys, I've gone through the entire repertoire, the entire rotation of Cubs gear that I have. This is the second go-around in the playoffs for this Fly the W shirt. So they're a little sick of me, but we keep it respectful up there. You know, we try at least. We try to keep it respectful.
How does it go over with Brewers fans to hear you talking about it? Contentious in a good way?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's supposed to be.
They've known me for a long time. They've come to accept me, Speaks. It was a little touch and go when I first started doing it out there. But
how about us? Have we come to accept you? Lawrence?
I don't know. You tell me.
I've always loved Ron Lawrence.
Yeah, me too, actually. I'm just playing. That's good, man. We were talking earlier, but like, if the Cubs can get a win tonight, and all of a sudden it's 2-2 going back to Milwaukee on Saturday, the pressure has flipped.
The pressure completely flips.
To a Brewers organization that has been knocked out in the first round 4 out of the last 6 years.
Yeah, and we've heard Christian Yelich, we've heard Pat Murphy say, hey, man, we're not even supposed to be here. All the pressure's on those guys. They spend all that money. They got all the accolades, all the national attention. Uh-huh. Everybody picked them to win this division. We're playing with house money over here. I think that goes right out the window if the Cubs win this one, because yep. they were the team that was supposed to win this series. They were up 2-0, and all that other stuff, that's in the past. You had a 2-0 lead in a 5-game series. You were supposed to win this thing, and you go back home to Milwaukee knowing you were supposed to win this thing, and you're one game away from going home and your season being over with the best record in baseball for the 6th straight time getting eliminated in the first round of the playoffs and not reaching the NLCS. Brewers fans are a nervous bunch just in general because of the playoff history of this team.
And the chip on their shoulder for being the smaller market.
Yep.
And
let this go to 5, and Brewers fans are gonna be nervous.
Dude,
going into that last game.
That is an incredible perspective that you can bring to this conversation, man. Lean on that because boy, I'm trying to figure out how that would manifest. We're talking about one strike anxiety for some hitters instead of two strike, a little bit antsy up there. Maybe more pitchers look like Quinn Priester did last night.
Yep. Quinn Priester was clearly shaken last night and feeling the pressure. As a kid from Chicago, his dad has a brick outside the stadium here. His mom is in the stands taking pictures. He grew up 20 minutes from here. Yeah, and I got to believe the moment just got to him a little bit. He's been, honestly, their most consistent best pitcher this year. At one point, they won 16 straight games that he started on the mound. That he's been as consistent as anybody in that rotation. And yesterday, he just did not look himself. And the Cubs pounced on it and capitalized. And thank God they did, because they can't seem to score after the first inning, guys.
It's a struggle. I joked with Spiegs and in our group chat, like, it felt like a football team that was like, all right, just play good defense and let's punt.
Yep.
Just play good defense and punt and get out of here with a win.
This whole playoffs, they have scored in the first inning of every one of the games, but they've only scored in 2 other innings out of 23.
Insane.
23 innings.
But it makes sense when you think about what Boog told you guys earlier. And when Boog said it about the velocity, what was it, 96-plus on
96.
Average
7.
That they faced from opposing teams' bullpens?
No team in the history of the game
ever
in a single postseason has faced a higher average velocity.
And he says that, and you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like because you go back and start thinking about all these guys that they face, but you don't think about that until Boog points it out and puts it right there in front of you.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that they've struggled so much against these bullpens. They're facing some top-notch arms and some insane flamethrowers. At some point, though, they got to break through. They got to break through and tack on some runs and get some rallies going late in games. That's what Counts has been preaching, and I just hope that they hear the message tonight and are able to tack up some runs up there in the later innings.
Real quick, if the Cubs win, how do they do it?
They got to jump on Freddie Peralta early. I heard Ron Coomer say that with the guys in the morning today. And Freddie Peralta, if he has a bugaboo, it's the first inning. It's that he has
perfect for the Cubs.
Exactly. It's a good formula for the Cubs. But get more than the one that you got when you saw him in game one. Get three or four in that first inning and chase Freddie Peralta from this game. And make, man, first of all, it's not just winning this game. I feel like you got to get to some of their high leverage arms and make them use some of those high leverage arms, because right now their pitching staff is in a much better place than the Cubs pitching staff. When you look at the rest that they've had, they didn't use any of their high leverage relievers in game three of this series. They didn't, not a one. They all sat there and watched this game. And so you get Freddie Peralta out of this early, get to some of their high leverage relievers, put some pitches, put some stress on their arms, chase them out the game, get some late inning runs, get four or five from Matthew Boyd. Not only do you win this game, I think you help your chances for game five on Saturday.
Bruce Levine did an interview with Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hotovy that Rami will be running during the course of his show. Thanks, man. Good to see you.
My Rami, pleasure. We really appreciate you.
I always, when I'm doing these evening shows, I sit and listen to Spiegel and Holmes while I'm doing my show prep. Today I got to watch it live and in living color with the immaculate playoff vibes out here at Gallagher Way.
We appreciate you for that.
It was outstanding.
Rami's going to be live and local. He's going to be here at Gallagher Way from 6 until 7:30. Make sure you check him out for the People's pregame show.
Hell yeah.
For everyone involved in today's show, it's our security guy, Todd. Shout out to Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
Todd's taking good care of
us here the last
couple days. Connor, Alex, C, Porth, back at the ranch, Baby T, Chris Tannehill. For my partner, Matt Spiegel, who's going to go do a show and somehow still keep tabs on the game. I think he'll be fine. He'll be fine. Tomorrow I'll be hosting with Steen. She'll have all the stuff. It'll be great. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow. Full boat show and full reaction to this. Rami's coming up next with People's pregame show here on The Score.
We want to hear Go Cubs win here in Chicago a little more often.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.